You're listening to SBS News.
As France brings its new COVID-19 health pass into force, hundreds of people have gathered in Paris in protest.
No mask sanitaire!
No mask sanitaire!
People wanting to visit museums, cinemas or swimming pools in France will now be denied entry if they can't show the document that proves they're fully vaccinated against COVID-19, have tested negative or recently recovered from the virus. The government plans to extend the pass in early August to restaurant, cafe, bar and shopping centre patrons. And vaccinations will become mandatory for French healthcare workers from the 15th of September. The new measures are some of the toughest in Europe and are designed to help curtail an unprecedented rise in coronavirus infections. 46% of the French population is now fully vaccinated against COVID-19. But Prime Minister Jean Castex is urging more people to sign up for shots to avoid further lockdowns and growing pressure on hospitals.
The world is facing a fourth wave and we must act. And at the same time, we know the key to this problem. It's not new. The contagiousness of this Delta variant is forcing us to do more. We must vaccinate.
The strategy is supported by a new study based on real-world data that shows two doses of Pfizer or AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccines are almost as effective against the Delta coronavirus variant as they are against the previously dominant Alpha 1. It's found that two doses of Pfizer's vaccine is 88% effective at preventing symptomatic disease from the Delta variant, compared to 93.7% against the Alpha variant, broadly the same as previously reported. While two shots of AstraZeneca vaccine are 67% effective against the Delta variant, up from 60% originally reported, and 74.5% effective against the Alpha variant. That will be welcome news to those already vaccinated or waiting for their shots, with the World Health Organization warning Delta is expected to become the dominant coronavirus variant around the globe within months. As part of the United States' response to the threat posed by the highly infectious variant, New York will now require workers at city-run hospitals and clinics to be vaccinated against COVID-19 or undergo weekly tests. Mayor Bill de Blasio says the new policy will come into effect on the 2nd of August, meaning any city employee who refuses to either get vaccinated or tested from that date will be suspended without pay.
Every single one of those employees has a choice. Get vaccinated, the better choice, or get tested weekly. And at any point, you could decide, hey, I'm ready to get vaccinated, then you don't need to get tested weekly anymore. This is about keeping people safe and stopping the Delta variant. If we want to beat COVID once and for all, we have to stop the Delta variant.
Across the Atlantic, industry leaders are urging the British government to relax self-isolation rules, despite a continuing surge in coronavirus infections there. Just over 44,000 new cases and a further 73 deaths have been recorded in the United Kingdom. While the number of COVID-19 patients admitted to hospital in England has reached its highest level in almost 5 months, the total number of new cases over the past week is up 35.8% on the total for the previous 7 days, and deaths have increased by 59.8%. Last week alone, 500,000 people were notified by the government smartphone app that they were close contacts of cases and ordered to stay at home for 10 days. It's led to staff shortages across the country and interruptions to transport and food suppliers. From the 16th of August, those who've received both doses of a vaccine or are under 18 won't have to self-isolate if they come into contact with someone who's tested positive. But Prime Minister Boris Johnson, who's currently isolating himself, has told Parliament that for now, Britons must follow the rules.
I apologise to everybody in business, up and down the land, in all kinds of services, public sector or otherwise, who are experiencing inconvenience. We will be switching, as the House knows, to a system based on contact testing rather than contact isolation. But until then, Mr. Speaker, I'm just must remind everybody that isolation is a vital tool of our defence against the disease.
Cases are rising across the continent as well, with infections increasing fivefold in Rome over the past 9 days. A spike believed to be triggered by celebrations following Italy's win of the European Football Championships. Meanwhile, health authorities are warning the number of Germans infected per 100,000 people over 7 days will reach more than 400 in September if cases keep rising at their current pace. In Russia, just 23% of the population have received at least one shot of a coronavirus vaccine, and a further 15% are fully vaccinated. Officials in more than 30 Russian regions have now made COVID-19 jabs mandatory for certain groups of people, such as those employed in healthcare, education, public transport, or the services sector. But President Vladimir Putin says after a national surge in infections in recent weeks, all Russians need to be convinced that vaccinations are necessary.
Our main task now is to ramp up the vaccination pace in the country. It's crucial to convince people to get vaccinated. It's the only way we can block the pandemic.
Indonesia is again reporting a record increase in coronavirus-related deaths, with a further 1,300. The number of infections has fallen in recent days, with less than 34,000 cases reported in the last 24 hours. But fewer tests are being conducted across Indonesia, leading the government to say it will increase coronavirus screening in densely populated urban areas before it begins easing restrictions on movement. And five more Olympic athletes have tested positive for COVID-19, meaning they'll no longer be able to compete. Just a day out from the opening ceremony, there are now at least 83 cases linked to the Games. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Amy Hall, SBS News.